Good morning to you from the sports team. We start off with yesterday's rugby action. Springbok coach Rassie Rasmus says they have to continue putting in the work despite their 54-7 victory over the Barbarians in wet and cold Cape Town yesterday. Now, the World Cup winning coach added they shouldn't get too carried away with the massive margin as they prepare for Italy next week.
We won't get carried away with a game like this. You know, it's a festival game and we're playing at home for a team that only practiced a few times together. But certain things came through. We want to get better. I guess this match and the next three matches that we play, we're trying to focus a lot on us. Because when we hit rugby champ and Georgia, we'll also be a grind. Yeah, so I guess we want to get better.
Bouncing over to tennis now, Novak Djokovic believes Wimbledon offers him his greatest chance of winning a record-breaking 25th Grand Slam singles title. But the seven-time champion has denied suggestion this will be his last outing at the All England Club. The 38-year-old admits he has no plans on retiring anytime soon.
I'd love to be healthy physically and also mentally motivated to keep on playing at the highest level. So that's the goal. But, you know, you never know at this stage. And yes, I would probably agree that Wimbledon could be the best chance.
Shifting to Formula One to close, Britain's Lando Norris will start today's Austrian Grand Prix from pole position as he looks to cut the gap in the Drivers' Championship. And Norris delivered a grand final flying lap in his McLaren yesterday to end Max Verstappen's run of domination in qualifying. He says there's been improvements from the Canadian Grand Prix last time out.
I feel like I've always been performing well and putting good laps in. And I think what I'm most happy about is my Q3 run 2 lap. It was a very, very nice lap. Probably better than my lap I did in Monaco, to be honest with you. So a very strong feeling. But that's always nice. Like, that's almost always the best bit. Disregarding whether you're first, second or third, just knowing you feel like you got everything out of the car is the best part of it.
The 25-year-old clocked an outstanding lap in 1 minute and 3.971 seconds to outpace nearest rival Charles Leclerc of Ferrari by 0.521 seconds, with McLaren teammate and championship leader Oscar Piastri third. That's all for now for the East Coast Radio Sports Team. I'm Faida Crouch.